short time later, I found myself wandering up Calumet. The wind was just right to give me a snoot full of fumes from the passing flivvers, which was fine, suited the mood. Another day on another street in Chicago. I trudged past the same knobby red brick homes, the same manicured lawns, all the usual. Swanky as houses can get while still being anonymous, or maybe as anonymous as they could get while still being swanky. All that appeals to the well-to-do and self-respecting mobster. Maybe it was just my mood, but I was kind of sick of the whole thing. I angled up Fino's block and actually gave some thought to flagging down the milk wagon coming my way, seeing if I could buy a bottle off the driver and... Wait. Another milk wagon on the same route, less than 10 minutes apart? No, not another. Took a hard minute of thinking back, since I hadn't been paying anything much mind, but this was the same wagon. Same mottled nag pulling the contraption. Same scratches on the dirty white paint, same chips in the wheel. And now it was close enough, same odor of milk long curdled, hidden from mortal senses by cheap glamour, but not quite from mine. Every goddamn it to every imaginable hell. Quick tug on the strings of fortune trailing from the folks passing by in their flivvers, not much from any one of them, gave me enough luck and magic to see through the illusion as well as smell through it. The horse was still a horse. The wagon was still a wagon. The driver, though, he was a hunched mass of leathery skin and gnarled muscle in a shabby suit and a hat the color of old blood. Mostly because it was covered in old blood. Red caps. I have always hated red caps, which suited everyone just fine, since they'd always hated me. And after Grand Ghoulie's schemes nearly got a whole bunch of people rubbed out last year, me included, I hated them even more. I'd seen this particular setup before. Red caps in a milk wagon, I mean. Hadn't been more than a few blocks from here. In fact, it was entirely possible that this gink was one of the same red caps I'd run into back then. Didn't figure they were after me. They knew where I worked, wouldn't have to sit on the Otati's place and hope I showed. So what were they doing here? He had his beady little peepers glued to me, definitely knew who I was, but I didn't figure he knew I'd seen through his glamour yet. Me, I kept on walking like I hadn't a care in two worlds and tried to work out how I was gonna handle this. Not a lot of humans around on the street, but enough driving or ankling by on occasion. Plus, however many might decide to look out a window if things got loud. Lots of opportunity for people to get hurt, or see more than was good for them. Also, could have been any number of unseelie in the back of that wagon. I waited until I'd right about drawn even with the driver, then spun and gave him my best glare from across the street, yanking the LNG from its holster. He shot to his feet, hand going for his own piece. It looked to be a .38, Elfame made, seeing as how it was brass.
This is her Grand Ghoulie, you fuck!
Speak of the devil. That was okay, though. Using the wand to magnify it a couple dozen times over, I brought some of my oldest fears to mind. Not the worst ones, since that would have killed the poor creature, but bad enough, and shoved them all into the horse's noggin. Eyes rolling and mouth foaming, the creature tore off down the street, yanking the wagon to speed as though it weighed nothing at all. The red cap driver was thrown from his hocks by the sudden start, bouncing off the seat before tumbling to the roadway. The wagon wheel just missed him as it rumbled past, and then the wagon was gone, faster than a Dizzy Dean fastball. Me, I was already sprinting across the street. I landed on the fallen redcap, knee in his stomach, and jammed the LNG hard into his throat, hard enough to have crushed a man's windpipe. For this little shit, that just meant it hurt a lot.
And this is for you. Who do you think's gonna get his delivery first?
Oh, he was angry. It roared off him, near hot enough to burn. He was smart enough not to move or grab for his fallen Roscoe, though. I reached out and pushed it away with my other mitt, far enough he couldn't reach it if he tried, just to be sure.
One fucking day, Oberon.
Yeah, probably. When that day comes, though, it still ain't gonna be you.
I had to make this quick. I'm sure we were already drawing curious eyes, and I really didn't need someone calling the bulls because all they saw was some crazy mook beating up on a milkman. Didn't figure Fino would appreciate the police running up and down his street, either. So I dragged the bastard off behind someone's hedge.
What's your business here, you little shit?
Got an ugly, jagged grin for my troubles. Red caps are tough bastards, and even if he hadn't been ordered to keep his yap shut, he'd stay mum just out of spite. I could probably get into his thoughts and make him tell me, but it'd take time I didn't guess I had. Couldn't threaten him with much either. Nothing I could do in public would hurt him too bad, and popping him now he wasn't an active threat would get me in serious dutch with people I really didn't need gunning for me. I stood up, making sure to snatch up the heater he dropped.
Get gone. I see you or any of yours around here again, Redcap, you're dead and nuts to the consequences. Savvy?
He said nothing, but that hideous smile fallen into an equally hideous snarl told me as good as a nod that he understood and believed. He climbed upright, tossed me one more glare for good measure, and stomped off along the sidewalk. Probably he and his buddies would report back to whoever they answered to. Hopefully not Yudia, Queen Mob herself, or this was gonna get even more complicated before taking any further steps. On the other hand, it wasn't out of the question that he was going to fetch those buddies before coming right back and trying to introduce me to the underside of some off-season daisies. I decided getting inside off the street was today's Better Part of Valor special. It was, of course, only then that I realized I'd lost my grip on Adelina's scarf when I jumped the damn Redcap. Gods only knew where the Windy City's autumn gusts had taken it. Random misfortune? Or another manifestation of that bad luck curse that even my best precautions still couldn't entirely cancel out? Either way, fuck. Didn't have to knock at the Otati's door. Fino's boys, always on guard for trouble, had seen the whole scuffle through the windows. They opened up for me as soon as I stepped onto the porch and ushered me inside. Fino, the shark himself, met me in the hall.
What the fuck was that about?
Fino, why don't we talk somewhere a bit more private? I want to bring the wife and kids in on it, too.